good mark.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go. Have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Can I just say that I have to, as a parent, and a lot of parents would understand this, tonight is another night of a sufferance and suffering that I'm going to have to go through. There is some things that you, as a parent, that you all have to attend. And I've been doing dance concerts and all this crap and Christmas carols for years, and that's just part of it. But there is nothing worse than a speech night at a high school. And tonight, the Ipswich Grammar speech night is on. And I'd rather shove my head in the door and have it slammed. I'm not going to even lie to you. Like, seriously.
Dobbo.
No, I mean, this could be the lowest of all low nights that you've got to attend.
So for someone who hasn't been to a speech night, what is it? What do they speak about?
From year 5 to year 12, the academic awards. They all get academics. So first in English for year 6, would you put your hands together? Happy comes. They give him a book. So you go through every single year of every – the Certificate of Merit for High Achievement in Mathematics in 9A. Sorry, I mean –
how
like,
many
seriously.
Dads do you think will be asleep? What percentage? Just snoring
the worst
away.
Thing about it is that my son's a prefect, okay? And so tonight is a big night because he's going into year 12. So we got the formal invite that we have to go and attend. And I said, well, are you even getting an award? He goes, no. Nah. I'm like, mate, seriously. And he goes, don't dress like a bum. I want you dressed nice. So I've got to actually wear a suit. I've got to wear a suit as well. Like, and I can tell you, I'll have an update for you tomorrow, but this could be one of the greatest bludgers of nights I've ever gone to. Great school, great, but seriously. I could be home watching Yellowstone. Yeah.
No, that's not
going to happen. Please do, and some pluggers.
Look, I love Ipswich. Everybody knows I'm a proud resident of Ipswich, 4305, and I've made my life here. But I was absolutely horrified reading the Courier Mail when it was released that Queensland State High Schools handed out more than 400 disciplinary actions per day. Now, more than 83,000 disciplinary actions were dished out across the state in 2021. And I'm thinking, what is this including? It's from violence, from drug possession, vaping, being rude, all these different moments. And then it hit me. The two worst schools with the worst behaviour is none other than the Great Ipswich State High School.
No.
That went from 81 issues in 2019 to last year having 1,206.
Oh.
Now, that's a fairly high academic. And Bremer State High, which is the other high school in Ipswich, it's running a close second. So between Ipswich and Bremer State High School last year,
1 and 2.
72 kids got kicked out of school. I shouldn't laugh, and more than 1,600 were given short or long-term suspensions. That is a lot of misbehaviour.
Would that
from
have
both
been one of
schools.
You, Dobbo, at school? Would you have been suspended?
I actually was. I was a boarder, and I finished my boarding school days due to a suspension.
An incident.
But I'm not going to go into an incident. Well,
paint around the edges.
It was an all boys school, and there was a female. So it was a boarding school, and that's.
Were you expelled
said,
or suspended?
No, I finished there. I worked on my leaving certificate. I was a day boy. I just ended up being a day boy. I was a day student at the end in year 12. I will say, though, it's quite ironic that Ipswich State High has the best rugby league team in Australia. They won everything this year, yet they've got the worst discipline.
There's an interesting correlation there that we could make.
Draw a correlation.
I wonder if anybody's done the double of Ipswich State and Bremer. I wonder if anybody's been punted
from one, landed at
the other, and then been punted.
And I should say, there are a lot of good kids that go to both schools. I know a lot of parents that have got kids at both schools, and not everybody can afford their children to go to a private school. There is some, obviously, riffraff, but they're everywhere. It's just the statistics are very damning that we get first and second in the state.
Did Tullawong State High make the list? I went there.
No, it didn't. But if you'd been there, Jones, it might have been. But yeah, I mean, maybe. a lot of people in their time have had an incident, either suspended or expelled. Surely, I mean, I'm not on my own here, and I mean,
let's find out what people got suspended for.
Yeah, well, Liesl didn't even finish school, so she can't be judging McJudge face.
But not because I was expelled. I was a delight to have in class. Thank you.
She was doing an Olympics, and she shows that being an Olympian was a fraction more than learning trigonometry.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I get.
Yeah. We're expelling you so you can go to Sydney and swim through the country.
Yeah, yeah.
133353. Let's make Dobbo feel a bit better about his backyard. What'd you get expelled for? Come on.
Or suspended.
Or suspended.
That's a temporary expulsion,
and
isn't
geez,
it?
And, geez, I'd love to hear from some teachers.
Oh!
I'd love to hear from some teachers and some principals.
What was the line that crossed?
Yes. 133353.
Neil and Burpengary, how are you this afternoon?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. What got you suspended?
Well, I have a pretty extensive rap sheet from school. But
go
ahead. I'll pick one. Is I had a teacher, I didn't get along with him very well. And I threw an apple over a three-story building and it perfectly smacked him right in the middle of his head. And I thought I got away with it until they went back on the cameras and, got in a bit of trouble for that.
Yeah. Let me guess.
I'm on the sidelines.
Let me guess, collect 200 and go to jail straight out of there?
Yeah, pretty much, mate, pretty much. But I was a pretty good kid, so, I redeemed myself.
How did they not recruit you for the baseball team or something?
I played rugby league. That was my game.
Oh, there you go.
Hang on. Whoa. You've thrown an apple at a teacher's head and you then followed it up I was a pretty good kid.
Mate,
what did you use? Like, what was the next thing that you threw?
Tell you the truth, I didn't think it was actually going to hit him. It was the one in a million shot, you know?
Yeah.
It was just the perfect one and then I just scattered and ran.
Yeah, it's just a bit of bad luck, Neil. We get it.
I'm impressed he could clear a three-story building. That's my takeaway
from impressive.
That one.
Ali from Beanley, how are you this afternoon?
Hello, Tim. Good. How are you going?
Good. What got you suspended?
Well. Not me, actually. My six-year-old boy in prep.
What can a kid do?
He's actually been suspended at least a dozen times since he started prep this year.
What's he done?
Well, it all started, he was trying to escape the school grounds, climbing the fences, going places where he shouldn't go. So they put up fences around the areas that he was trying to get out of, running out into car parks and whatnot. But now he's been suspended at least a dozen times, including hitting the teachers.
Oh, that's not very good. It's
He's only six.
Yeah. Yeah, he's six.
He's got a rap.
Have you asked him what's going on? Like, has he got a problem? What's the drama?
He's six.
I don't know. There's a little bit going on in our lives at the moment, especially with him and his sister. I don't know. I don't see this behavior at home, so it's really hard for me to.
Maybe he's just really smart and he's far advanced than that class.
He's getting
and
bored
just,
in the
it's
class.
So bored.
Hey, Ali, do you know what six-year-olds love?
Car washes.
So I'm going to give you a Hoppy's Super Wash voucher to get along to Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Not a worry. It's open 7 days a week with 10 sites throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Rick and Coomera, how are you this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What got you suspended?
So I was in year 8 and it was actually a year 12 formal muck-up assembly. Two mates and I thought it'd be a good idea to take some eggs in and I put my hand up to throw one. Lobbed it into the air, didn't really take aim at anyone and a teacher was walking up the stairs to get an award. Got a fair and square in the back of the head.
Good shot. These people are good at aiming.
Yeah,
that's
finding they're not prepared to take ownership that they aim for the teachers either.
That's right.
It's a one in a million.
I wasn't aiming. Mitchell in Ipswich. Good afternoon.
Oh, Ipswich, look out.
Here we go. Yeah. Were you at one of these schools? What got you suspended?
So I was in year 4 or 5 and thought it'd be a brilliant idea to take a handful of live ammunition I took off me old man.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Right. Thought it'd be a great show and tell for everyone, but the teacher, I don't think she thought it was the same.
No.
Educate the other students about your ammunition? What did you say?
I let them all know that on the way to school, me and a few mates, we started pegging big rocks at them and watching them explode.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, good fun.
That'll
good
do
fun.
It, Mitch,
that will get you suspended.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I think Mitchell might have been on the list.
He was at Bremer State High. Yeah, he went to Bremer State High.
This summer.
Are we up and about?
Triple M Cricket.
Right now, let's get serious here.
Brings you every single ball.
Listen to this.
And you want to be listening from the very first delivery. Listener app.
Have a bit of that.
It starts November 17.
Well, this is going to be good.
Triple M rocks cricket.
Now, yesterday, we resolved one of the bowling positions. Jeff Thompson, by popular demand, was included, which means we've got a bowling spot left, and then we have these three spots in the middle order still to sort out for the rest of this week. But this man, who, for the first time, we have to go international to get this inductee.
Global.
Yeah, we go global, exactly. We go all the way to Multan in Pakistan, where our latest player is coaching the Bangladesh under-19 side. There is no way this bloke was not making the side. He captained Queensland to Sheffield Shield glory on 5 occasions.
Amazing.
You know who it is. It's the one and only Stuart Law. G'day, Stuart.
G'day, people. How are we?
All right, mate. Congratulations. This is a huge honour. But, I mean, Queensland cricket meant everything to you, and you typified exactly what it was. Now, can you just talk about being the first ever real Queenslander captain your state to the Sheffield Shield glory and what that feeling was like? And we've heard of Jimmy Marr and a few others about the celebrations, but what that actual first night was like.
Dobbo, guys, it's still humbling to be thought of in this capacity. You know, a million years ago, we set out on an adventure and, you know, we came up trumps through, you know, hell or high water. We'd gone through, we were the laughing stock of Australian cricket. You talk to other states and that really burnt deep down inside of a lot of us. And to actually break through and win it, I don't think we realised what we'd achieved until we... Wayne Goss, the Premier at the time, was kind enough to lend us his jet to travel up and down the length and breadth of Queensland. And I don't think we actually knew what it meant to win the Sheffield Shield for the first time until we got to Mount Isa, which was the last stop of our magical mystery tour. 2 months of celebrating hard. And look, mate, to sit there and listen to a cowboy from Western Queensland, Western Australia, who was a Queenslander, worked on a cattle station, who rode his horse, caught a bus, then a train, travelled for 15 hours or 16 hours to get to where we were, to have a photo with the Sheffield Shield and the boys that were there, and then jump back in the train and get on the bus and back on his horse. And he said, I can die a happy man. He was about 75.
Wow.
And he said, I can die a happy man now, knowing that Queensland had won the Sheffield Shield. And now we were standing around, Carl Rackerman called us over, and he said, boys, listen to this story. And I think then it finally set in what we actually achieved. It didn't just it meant a lot to us as players, but to actually know what it meant to Queenslanders, not only in Queensland but all around the world, was just the icing on the cake for us.
Stuart, this has been an incredibly tough job for us to pick Queensland's greatest 11 side, and you being one of them, naturally you had to be in there. I mean, we've been blown away by the honour that people have felt to be selected in this side because it has been so challenging. Have you felt that?
Yeah, definitely. Just talking then, I got emotional, you know, started tearing up. And, yeah, you know, I grew up as a kid, you know, watching Queensland battle through the 80s. I watched Carl Rackerman walk off the Sydney cricket ground in tears, and, you know, being the young, brash youngster that I was, you know, every time that Queensland, you know, came up short or heartbreakingly missed out by a wicket in that match that I was talking about, you know, deep down inside it, something just said, I've still got a chance to play in the first ever, you know, Shield-winning team. And not only playing the first ever Shield-winning team, but to be captain, you know, with guys in the team like, you know, Alan Border, Carl Rackerman, Trevor Busby, you know, Matthew Hayden, Michael Kasprovich, Andy Bickle, Dirk Tasler, those guys, you know, we're still very, very close now as a group. But to be mentioned as one of the 11, that's just it is humbling. And you know, there's been a lot of great cricketers that have played for this great state.
Growing up, Stewie, who was it that inspired you from Queensland cricket? Who was that cricketer that you always aspired to be?
Oh, I was lucky, Dobbo. My old man played quite a bit of grade cricket for Eastern Suburbs. So he had an idea of, you know, who to talk to, and the person that I watched very closely on how to bat and modelled myself on was Greg Chappell. Just the class of the man, nothing was ever an issue, even if, you know, everyone remembers Greg Chappell against the West Indies scoring those six ducks, but, you know, he still managed to average 55 in or 54 in Test cricket, so that didn't faze him. And to have him as a mentor, when I was about 15 or 16, I remember my father taking me into Greg Chappell's office in town, and sat there and just talked about batting, which I thought was just an absolutely, you know, surreal for me at the time. I'm sitting there talking to one of my heroes. And then as a 15-year-old, making my debut for, you know, my club Bally's, playing alongside the likes of Alan Border, Kepler Vessels and, you know, Greg Ritchie. So there's a lot of people there that I've, you know, I looked up to, I aspired to be. And in the end, you know, it was well worth the journey, the heartaches and the beat-ups and what have you to achieve what we did.
Now, Stewie, just so you know, you will be required to bowl some spin in this side. We're opting with four pacemen. There is no designated spinner, so you will be required to break out the leg breaks. But the other thing, I have a personal request for this team. Can you please grow back the early 90s goatee?
Oh, yes.
Well, actually, over in the subcontinent, it's encouraged to have facial hair, so that's not an issue, mate. It'd probably look a bit better this day and age because it were filled out.
It was glorious.
It was hooked together by whisper. Oh, mate, I look back now and think, what are you doing, you idiot?
Well, it was like
the
mullet
in the 1980s. Yes. You know? Yeah, well, true. I will. For this, if there is a get-together and I'm able to attend, I will definitely rock the goatee beard just for you.
I love that. Now, Stuart, did you have any pinch-me moments, whether it was a particular ground that you played on or whether you were playing alongside someone that you went, I cannot believe I am doing this right now and this is my job?
Yeah, there's been a few. And, you know, playing for Queensland, I mentioned those players I played with. You know, Alan Border was the captain of Australia for a million years, and you know, I'm proud to say he's a close friend and a you know, great teammate. But there was a time I was playing in England, playing for Lancashire at the time, and we were playing against a Harlem Globetrotters, Lashings it was. And so Viv Richards was playing for Lashings. Mm-hmm. Now, Viv played for Queensland back in the day. I forget the years, but he played a season for Queensland when Queensland went to the overseas pros to try and win the Shield. And I came out to bat. Viv is fielding at deep cover. And as I'm taking guard, he's run all the way from deep cover. And he said, "Shoot, my man, shake your hand. Queenslanders forever."
Oh, wow.
And I just went, wow. I went, wow. You know, that's what it meant to him as well. You know, just to play in Australia in that domestic game and to play in the domestic cricket. And talking to him afterwards, he goes, "No, man, we played for Queensland. You and I, brothers." I went, okay, I'll have that.
I don't know if he makes this team. I think if we're being strict on it, though, Stewie, I don't know if we can get him in.
Oh, he makes every other team. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Stu, here it is. You're officially inducted into the team. Congratulations. We're going to slot you in at number 5. And just to run you through the team, we got your old mate Jimmy Marr and Matty Hayden. They're opening the batting. Then we got Martin Love coming in at first drop. Now, number 4,
yep.
I think most of the Triple M family's probably figured out who it's going to be. You've mentioned him a couple of times. You come in at number 5, 6 still up for grabs, Ian Healy with the gloves. The fast bowlers now, we've got Rackerman, Kasparovic and Jeff Thompson got into the side yesterday. Now, Stewie, we need you to weigh in. We have Craig McDermott, Andy Bickle and Mitchell Johnson currently putting their hands up for this last spot in the bowling lineup. If you've captained this great state to 5 Sheffield Shield titles, where would you cast your vote?
Who do you throw the rock to, mate?
Well, if it's a must-win game and, you know, there's 4 good candidates there, but if I was picking a team to win a game of cricket and you've got three right arm bowlers, I'd definitely go for the left armer. And Mitch Johnson wasn't that bad, was he?
No.
He was pretty good, lethally fast, and really didn't give a frogs about the batsman down the other end. He didn't, if he hit them, it was laughable, and if he got them out, even better. So
now
you got four great bowlers there. Mm. You got four great bowlers there, but I'll go with the bro. With the mo.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going to happen, though, Stewie? Andy Bickle, who famously has been 12th man.
He's
going
to miss out.
He's going to be 12th man.
He mixes a mean drink, though, Bick. He's done it that many times. He's one of the greatest 12th men ever. But not only 12th man, he's one of the greatest blokes of all time. So
we
he has
to have him there somewhere.
There we go. All right. Yeah. I think Stewie Law's helped us pick our 12th man there. Stewie Law, welcome to this greatest ever Queensland 11. It is a pleasure to have you a part of it.
Yeah, look, and as I said before, really humbled. And I miss Queensland. I haven't been home for such a long time, and I'm dying to get home. And if anything ever comes of this, if there's a get together, well, I'll do my very best to get back, grow the goatee, and have a few frothies with me mates. It'd be great.
Outstanding. Stewie Law, all the way from Pakistan, where he's in charge of the Bangladesh under-19s. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
I've got to say, last night was one of the greatest nights of the year, and the reason being, and I wasn't on my own, it was the season drops, season five of none other than Yellowstone, one of the great TV series of all time. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
You love it? There it is, Yellowstone in the background. I couldn't believe it when it happened. It was back, and it was back last night with a vengeance. I'm not sure, Liam. I know that I wouldn't suspect that you're a Yellowstone fan.
Love it.
But I know, Liesl, you're a bit of a Yellowstone fan.
I've tried twice. Don't like it. No. Not a fan.
I think it's a fantastic show, Dob.
Yeah, it's one of the greats. One of the greats of all time. I think it could arguably be the greatest series I've ever watched.
That's a big call.
That's a huge statement. Yeah, but I'll tell you this one thing. I was always a Blue Heelers fan, and Tom from Blue Heelers was my favourite. He was the sergeant. You know, he had failed romances. He was always
Frank,
you know,
from A Country Practice.
Yeah, he was good. Frank was good. Cookie. They were all good.
Oh,
I was
Cookie.
All fans of them. But I have to say, the greatest ever character of any TV show is Rip Wheeler from Yellowstone.
Oh,
and
you wouldn't be alone.
He is like everything that I aspire to be, except for the murdering. he's tough. He can fight like a bag of feral cats. He's romantic. He's got a beautiful wife. And I mean, he rides horses for a living. He lives in Montana. Everything that I aspire one day in my life and dreamt of is Rip Wheeler. I don't love the black hat, but I mean, I can overlook a black hat because you don't trust a man in a black hat. But I tell you what, mate, he is everything. And I mean, I'm just waiting for the day that I get to go to a Yellowstone party or something like that, I can dress up like Rip Wheeler, because he is the bomb. There is no better character in the history of TV than the great Rip Wheeler.
So my husband's 40th birthday was come as your favourite TV or movie character. I went as Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. So that was my favourite TV character. I also like Ray Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond. So,
sure.
But I've got very different styles to you, Dobbo.
Yeah.
It is a good debate, though, because there have been some iconic TV characters over the years.
Many.
I mean, Alf Stewart is, you know, if you're looking locally,
yeah.
It'd be hard
Legend.
To go past Ray Ma in his role as Alf Stewart. He's become iconic. But let's challenge it then, Dobbo. If you're putting Rip Wheeler up, Liesl, who
number
are you
one.
Throwing up? Ray Barone?
I'm going to go Ray Barone.
All right.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
The young fathers out there will feel my nominee, which is this guy.
It's a little budgy.
Is it okay?
No, it looks hurt.
What do we do?
We better get him some help. Here, come here. Ow! Ooh. He nipped me. Toughen up, Bandit.
Bandit Healer.
Aww.
He's one of the great. And I know Bluey. He's only a new character, but Bandit Healer, the dad of Bluey in that iconic Brizzy made cartoon series, he's one of the great characters ever seen on television.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I would argue almost around
mate.
The world, probably almost the most
he's
popular.
He's gone global now.
And probably the greatest TV character
I've
of all time.
I've talked about Rip Wheeler from Yellowstone taking people to the station. You've got a character from Bluey.
Seriously,
mate. Grow a set.
Well, look, 133.53. Let's put it out there. Dobbo's throwing Rip Wheeler. I'm going Bandit Healer. Lisa was throwing out Ray Barone. Who do you believe is the greatest character in television? Doesn't have to be a series that's still on. You might go historical. Of all time. Who do you want to put up as a nominee? 133.53. Let's have a good old-fashioned TV debate.
Justin from Kedron, who's the best TV character?
It has to be Homer Simpson, hands down.
$20. I wanted a peanut. $20 can buy many peanuts. Explain how. Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Woohoo! Excellent choice. You know, they're up to season 34 of The Simpsons.
Really?
34 seasons.
Oh, my gosh.
He has to be. And he has to be the longest standing. Allison from New Beath, what's the greatest TV character?
Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Oh my God.
That was a popular choice too.
Lots of nominees coming in for Al Bundy.
Loves the marriage. Yeah, he was very good.
He went on to be the dad in Modern Family too.
Oh, yes, the grandfather. Oh, yeah, he was the dad.
I don't know if he could get away with his misogynistic
No, I don't think so. He'd be cancel culture.
He was very, very good.
Yeah.
Early 90s, he was very good.
We should do that as a phoner tomorrow. Who would be cancelled today? Oh, which characters would be cancelled today?
Most of the TV shows wouldn't make it.
Al Bundy, top of the tree.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Tony from Warner, what's the greatest TV character of all time?
Mate, it's got to be the guy that can defuse a bomb with a paperclip, escape a concrete room with a piece of string. It is MacGyver.
Yes!
MacGyver. Oh, MacGyver.
Great choice. MacGyver. I remember watching this in the afternoon. It was amazing.
What that man could do with a coat
duct
hanger.
Tape? Anything.
It was incredible.
He could bring a plane down.
Magna P.I. as well. Throw him in as well. Magna P.I. Where you're going those kind of ways.
Good moustache.
All right, let's keep rolling. We've got more coming through.
Wayne from Brisbane City. Who's the best TV character of all time?
Everyone wanted to be Fonzie when they were growing up, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah.
The Fonz. Do you know, I read about him the other day. Do you know what role Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz, turned down?
What?
Danny Zuko in Greece.
Really?
Yeah, turned down. Right? They went to obviously John Travolta, who did a fair job of it. But
he's a very underrated actor, I think.
Henry Winkler.
Yes.
Mm.
Doesn't get the awards that he should.
He didn't want to be typecast.
Yeah, you probably would have actually. Julie and Walloon. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Walloon.
Who's the greatest TV character?
Oh, it has to be Rip Wheeler for sure. I agree with Donna.
Yeah.
But Donna, I have to say, what do you think of Carter now? He's starting to even dress and look like Rip.
Yeah, Rip. Well, he was always going to be with that kind of influence. Anyway, it's another influence. I don't want to give away a lot for this, but you know, like.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, he's having his footprint. Rip always has a footprint with everybody that he touches.
Hey, yes, Julie, absolutely. I'll put you through to Dobbo offline. You guys can talk about this off air, okay?
We also didn't talk about Tony Soprano.
Oh, Tony Soprano!
Harrison from Margate came through on the text line. Tony Soprano has to be one of the greatest. I'm surprised it wasn't mentioned.
Wow.
Well, talking about money can't buy experience, Lachlan Stager has had one of those experiences at the Triple Vortex at White Water World. It's that one where it's like a double tube, like you sit in the front and someone sits behind you, and it sort of swipes around. It's a really cool ride. It's just in the water park there. Well, he's come off the ride at some point and has broken his clavicle. Like that. Yeah, he sure did. Yep. He completely snapped, in inverted commas, his clavicle on the ride. Now, I can't help but laugh because it is really probably the most childish of rides in the whole entire water park. And you've come out and you've completely snapped it. Well, he wants to take White Water World to court. If he does go to court, he's saying that he was worried about future earnings, that he wouldn't be able to do work as a FIFO worker and may not be able to pass the medical because of his broken collarbone. I don't see how that's a thing. But
what hasn't he ever heard of them healing? Does he not understand that bones heal? Like,
and also the calcium goes in there and makes it stronger. So I don't know what the issue is. So he's saying
he might not be able to pass the test, which tells me he hasn't actually fronted up and
taken
the
test. He hasn't actually tried it.
So. Go take the test.
I know,
If you fail the test because you'd be a clavicle, have a conversation.
Isn't it a rite of passage if you go to, Wet and Wild.
Any of those,
any of that, and something happens. Mate, that's a given. It's a water slide. There's no, I mean.
That's a sign of a good day out.
The double vortex, this ride, okay, this water slide. I can tell you now I went on it, and I absolutely would rather have had a broken collarbone than have to go through what I went on it. Now, I just want to give everybody a quick understanding. You have to do, you have to go on it, right? Mm. We're there with a group of friends, and guess what? I'm the odd man out.
Oh, so there is this one bloke.
There is this one bloke, and he's standing there on his own. So me feeling sorry for him said, come on, mate. So we had to link legs. You have to link legs where you sit on it. And there's a big bush oyster hanging out the side of his budgie snugglers. Not a word of a lie. You know what? Oh, mate, I would have taken the broken collarbone than having to have a eye full of a bush oyster.
I would have sued for that, for damages. Oh, that's damages. Mate, that is psychological damage for the rest of your life.
I've never recovered.
I'm surprised you're here at work. You should sue for future damages. Loss of income. That is.
If he's going to go for a shoulder, I'm going for bloody blinding you with a big bush oyster.
We're getting to the latter stages of the year, which means that Australia Day is racing around again. Before you know it, it'll be the 26th of January, and we'll all be having the usual argument that pops up about whether we need to change the date. But the other great thing that happens on Australia Day, of course, is the Australian of the Year Awards.
Yeah, it certainly does. And Queensland have nominated two of Australia's finest. Everybody would have seen these crazy work shirts that have been around for, I reckon they've probably been 3 years they've been around, and maybe a bit longer, but they're Trademut shirts. And the co-founders are Ed Ross and Dan Allen, and these Trademut shirts are sold, and they go towards funding of this mental health website and charity called This Is a Conversation Starter. Super, super important. It's phenomenal. Trademut are an amazing, amazing organisation, and so is This As a Conversation Starter. And we are so lucky to have one of the nominated men for Australia of the Year, Ed Ross, joining us this afternoon. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good, Dobbo. How are you?
Really well. I've got to say, firstly, congratulations. But I, when I heard this afternoon when we were talking, I said, these boys never got into it for this. Surely you'd be honoured, but it was never about any sort of recognition whatsoever.
No, mate. We, Dan and I often talk about having imposter syndrome, and this is sort of, doubled down on that now. It's something that we, it's nothing you'd ever even begin to imagine you'd ever be in the, contention for. So it's really humbling, and it's an incredible achievement for us to get this far anyway.
The work shirts are so bright and so colourful, which is so good because it brings a brightness to what can be a very dark conversation when you talk about mental health. Was that the whole plan that was like, let's do something different, let's brighten it up, let's make sure this is a conversation starter?
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa. Like, we just wanted to make it a bit easier for people to have these conversations. You know, when Dan lost his mate in 2015, these weren't conversations that we were having. And we were like, wow, why aren't people having them? And it was a bit too dark, a bit too, you know, far removed from your general day-to-day chit-chat. So we just wanted to say, hey, let's bring it to the forefront. Let's get people talking. We all go through our demons at different times, and we need to be opening up and being more transparent about it.
People who don't know and who haven't seen the Trademut shirt, the initials, You'll Never Walk Alone, just the initials are on every single pocket. And that's because Dan's great mate was a mad Liverpool supporter when he passed. And that's there just as a reminder. But it's bigger than this. The conversation, This Is a Conversation Starter, and the mental health charity, that is the big area where you're going for. You want to make a difference day in, day out. It just happens that a lot of people now have embraced your shirts, and a lot of big organisations, they're all trade behind the Trademut brand as well, because it is raising amazing amounts of money for this board.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, TX, the free text and call service that we launched in 2020, in the middle of COVID of all times, was, our way of being able to close that circle. People having conversations in our work shirts, and then weren't sort of sure where to go for that next step. We hire over 14 counsellors to provide free early intervention mental health support for tradies, truckies, blue-collar workers, and those that care about it.
Oh, that is so brilliant. You are just doing the most incredible work. You were carpenters when you started Trademut. Are you still tradies now?
I mean, my wife likes me to put the nail bag on every now and then.
I love that.
She reckons that my posture apparently has changed for the worse since I've taken the nail bag off. But Dan and I haven't swung a hammer, paid for about 5 years now.
Now, Ed, the only drama I can see with your nomination is if you win. Because if you are crowned the Australian of the Year, as a duo, you need to figure out who gets to speak first. Because you see it at every award ceremony. Whoever steps up and speaks first generally ticks all the boxes.
Ed
and
talks
gets
first.
All the success.
Ed talks first. 100%.
And then the other person awkwardly grabs the microphone and says, oh, yeah.
Ditto.
And what they said, you know. So how does that work?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, the only time I ever do get a word in is when I do speak first, because we flew up to Hamilton Island last week for an event, and Dan started going, and he spoke for about 45 minutes, and I was like, well, yeah, I'm the other co-founder, and exactly what he said.
Ed, to you and Dan, regardless of whether you go on to claim the big award, just being nominated shows what an impact you two and Trademart have had in the community, so congratulations and well done, and long may your work continue.
Yeah, thanks so much. And just a big shout out to Triple M too for all the support that you guys have shown us over the years. It's been incredible. So without you guys as well, we wouldn't even be in the conversation. So really appreciate it.
The triple header.
Let's start with rugby league. And look, I'm going to give you a quick hit. Scott Prince will be announced as the NRLW coach for the Brisbane Broncos women's team. Obviously, he played and finished his career at the Broncos, but better known as a Gold Coast Titan and the West Tiger. But he will be the women's coach, and that will be announced in the coming weeks. But the big news out of the Titans, and this has just happened, is that the Raiders have confirmed that they are going to make a huge play at David Fifita for next season. Now, I've spoken to Ricky Stewart about this, and he 100% confirmed that they are going to go after him. Look, Canberra have a really clear plan. They want David Fifita to be at Canberra Raiders, and they want to make sure that he's there. The other thing about it is that they're trying to secure David Fifita's girlfriend to play in their NRLW side. So it's a sort of a package deal. Now, this could also be a thing that he might end up there this year. The Raiders would, and obviously lure him, who is in it, like lure him if they wanted to, if he could go this year. That could potentially be a factor as well. It's a huge, huge negotiation. And after November 1, they are very clear on it. They wouldn't say either way. Ricky wouldn't say it, but he said, they know we're serious. That's all he said. And we would want him at the nation's capital.
Just quickly, Dobbo, we know it was a famously bloated $1.2 million salary that he's on. What sort of money do you think this new offer would be in the vicinity of?
Oh, I think it's going to be somewhere between $750 and $850 a year, which is still very, very good.
Okay.
Minji Lee is a very, very happy golfer at the moment because she has just won a US $1 million, which is $1.5 million Australian bonus. Now, this is not including her $5.61 million in prize money. She's in contention for Player of the Year, and that $5.61 is without the bonus. So she's just going great guns. So what she's won is this risk and reward challenge, which is part of the LPGA. Now, what they do, it's a season-long competition that rewards players for certain holes throughout the golfing calendar. Now, Minji Lee has averaged almost a birdie per designated hole, which has won her this $1.5 million. Now, she's the second Australian to win this prize, this risk and reward challenge. Hannah Green won it previously last year. So she is just going great, Minji Lee. This is her second career major at Pine Needles in June and the Annika Major Award. She is just a queen.
Is there any chance she's available to play in my team for the Pro-Am next week at the PGA?
I can put a request in. She's very busy at the moment, but I'm sure she'd be glad to help out a punter like yourself.
Yes, please. Minji Lee, please. And if Hannah Green's available, I'll take them both in my team.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure she's not busy either.
And lastly, everybody remembers what an absolute carnival Novak Djokovic turned the Australian Open into at the beginning of the year.
Didn't he rub people the wrong way?
Along with a bit of help from the Australian federal government.
Yeah, it annoyed everyone.
Well, guess what? He has been given permission to come into the country. We know he was given that 3-year ban for entering Australia with the wrong forms and all the rest of it.
The US are standing by that, aren't they? They're not letting him in.
Well, it's expected that the Australian federal government has overturned the ban, and Novak is expected to be given a visa into the country so that he can compete in the Australian Open. Now, he has a record 9 Australian Open Grand Slam titles. He's one behind Rafael Nadal overall, still sits behind Serena Williams and Margaret Court for total Grand Slams, but if he gets permission to enter the country, there's every chance he levels up with Rafa Nadal.
Rafael Nadal's got a quick line to Anthony Albanese, don't you let him in.
Albo, do me a favour.
Mate,
keep
don't
him
let
out
him
the
in.
Country. So, Novak.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he comes anyway, Liam.
Oh, because Kyrgios will win.
Is gonna, yes! Kyrgios is going to win the
You're
Australian
You're finally
Open.
Back on board.
The Fortinet Australian PGA Championship, November 24 to 27 at Royal Queensland Golf Club. Tickets at Ticketek.
They're going to go nuts when he hits this thing.
The Triple M Rush Hour's Ball Bucket.
Pretty simple. When you go to a driving range, Dobbo, you enter a little code or you punch in your ticket and the balls come out of the machine.
Well, yes, you just get a scan. And then what happens is that if you go into the driving range, you can buy 100 or 50. Now, no one ever knows. You just know that, you know, once the balls drop, you've got a full basket and away
you
go.
You just assume you get 50.
There you go.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to give somebody an opportunity to join the masterclass. But there's a kicker. You've got to be able to count, you've got to be able to listen, and you've got to be able to tell us exactly how many balls go into the basket.
The PGA Masterclass is happening next week. We want you to be there with a mate. The Fortinet Australian PGA Championship kicks off next week, 24th to the 27th of November at Royal Queensland Golf Club. Tickets are available at Ticketek. Liesl Jones, who is guessing balls today?
Kel from Bulimba, are you a bit of a golf fan?
Oh, I love my golf. I love to try and get out whenever I can.
You like the driving range?
Oh, I love a driving range, yeah.
Good day. All right, we love that. Lisa from Broadbeach, how about you? You a bit of a golf fan?
Yeah, I am actually, and my partner is too.
Oh, excellent. Well, if you win the two tickets, take partner along.
All right, Kel, Lisa, the way this is going to work, we are going to fire up the Triple M Rush Hour ball machine. You just got to keep track of how many balls you think come out, and then the nearest the pin will get a spot for them and a mate in this PGA Masterclass. Are you ready?
Ready, yep. Well.
All right, you want to play along in your car. We are firing up the Triple M ball machine. Here we go. They came late there.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right. Wow.
Now, Kel, you were through first, so you get the first bid.
43.
All
okay.
Right.
Gee whiz.
Lisa?
I'm going to say 37.
Lisa's going with 37. Kel says 43. Liesl Jones?
That would be Lisa. It was 29. You double bounces in there.
Yeah, deceiving. Congratulations, Lisa. You and hubby are coming along to the PGA Masterclass.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Hey, Kel, you don't go home empty-handed. We never like sending people away empty-handed from the Rush Hour. We have got you a general admission family pass to the Fortinet Australian PGA Championships. You can use that on any day.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Not a worry. The masterclass is filling up. We can't have many spots left.
No, I don't think so.
I think we've got it. But for other golfers out there, if you think you're really good at golf, go to the Triple M win page, triplem.com.au. You could be a part of Team Liam or Team Dobbo for the Pro-Am. Now, that's
what it's about. We want good golfers to join us.
You notice I didn't sign up for the Pro-Am.
I did notice that. I've been Dobbo. I've been having a look at some of the entries. There are some very good golfers putting their case forward. There are some very good golfers.
You're going to have to do a bit of a selection process.
Well, we might start that tomorrow, actually. Okay. That's a good point.
If they drink beer and they play golf, they're in
with
me.
They play golf well.
On that delightful note, we've got to get out of here tomorrow. Another chance to win your way to a PGA Masterclass or to join Team Liam or Team Dobbo for the PGA Pro-Am as well. Liesl Jones.
Good evening, good night.
Farewell, my neighbours.
We'll see you tomorrow. 4